Did you ever save a letter that was important to you? This lady did. It was a nice letter from a faraway place, a pen pal from long ago. But then something happened that completely changed the value of that letter, so to speak, to the world. The story is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. Like me, you probably have insurance, but after you purchase insurance, you may not give it much thought after that. But that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the United States. They helped me see many things I'd overlooked, and that's why I help produce short videos about many of those important topics. You can go to nationwide.com/Andrew. Go there to see short videos about important topics that many of us may have overlooked. That's nationwide.com/Andrew to help protect your next.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In late 1939 and early 1940, Miss Bertie Matthews' elementary class in Danville, Iowa, began a pen pal exchange with students in a school in Amsterdam. The first letters had arrived just ahead of the Nazis overrunning many countries in Europe.
Bertie had told the class what had happened. The kids all wondered, when they didn't get any more letters, what was going on.
Janet Hessler in Danville, Iowa, says sisters Juanita and Betty Wagner had received letters from two sisters living in Amsterdam, Margot and Anne Frank. When the Allies prevailed several years later, Betty wrote a letter, hoping it might reach someone in the Frank family who could share what had happened in the war years.
Betty wrote Otto again to see about the girls, and Otto wrote back telling her what happened to their family.
Otto Frank was the only member of the immediate family to survive. Betty and Juanita now knew their pen pal sisters had perished at a concentration camp. Several years passed before another chapter of this story unfolded in 1956.
Betty was living in California at the time and heard on the radio about the Diary of Anne Frank. It was a play, and she thought, oh, that's my Anne Frank.
Betty had saved the letters from Anne and her sister. She shared them with a friend who was working to memorialize the lives lost at the hands of the Nazis. They suggested they be offered for sale so they might be shared with a larger audience.
The letters are auctioned off. An unknown benefactor purchased the letters for $160,000 and gave them to the Simon Wiesenthal Center in Los Angeles.
The small museum here in this Iowa town is the only place with permission to display copies of the letters. This is, after all, where the American portion of this story began. There's one more piece, though, to this story, and it's next time. As we travel the countryside, Danville, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCrae.